FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at Oneonta High School. And the OHS Yellow Jackets still back in the locker room. We now have the Unitego Spartans trotting out onto the field. They lead in this ballgame, OHS leads in this ballgame, by a 35-18 score. As they got on the scoreboard early in the ballgame, they were tied up at 6-6 when Tanner Carley plunged in for a touchdown. But then after that, it was OHS pretty much walking away as they went up 12-6, then 18-6, and then 20-12, and so on and so forth. And it just continued to go on up from there. And the current score is 35-18. Remember, tomorrow afternoon we'll have a pair of games for you from Ty Cobb Stadium down in Endicott. It will be Green against Newark Valley in a noon contest, a Class C playoff contest. And then after that, at about 3 o'clock, the Sydney Warriors come out, also in Class C, as they will be playing Waverly. So we have two games for you, one location tomorrow. I also want to make note of the fact that BG is playing against Walton in a game at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton. It was just the way the times came out, there's just no possible way that we could go do their game and then get back to the other ballpark to do the Sydney game. It's just one of those things. One of them starts at noon and 3, and the other field has games at 1 and 4. Don't ask me how it works that way, but it does once in a while. Anyway, we will be having a ball game for you tomorrow at noon. We'll be on the air at about 11:45 in the morning. Bring your thermos jug with lots of coffee when you come with you on that one, Mr. Kaplan, because you're going to have to get up and get to Binghamton bright and breezy in the morning. So now it is still the OHS Yellow Jackets out on the ball field as they are doing their limbering exercises. And the Unitego Spartans go across the field to the far bench, and we're just about ready to go. You think you're going to get warm holding on to hot chocolate?
You know what? I'm not going to get any colder.
Probably not. Probably not.
I hope I get warm drinking the hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
But then I have nothing to hold on to.
It's one of those
vicious cycle, Harry.
It's one of those things that you do realize how good a nice warm drink is at halftime.
Of course.
So here we go. We have a 35-18 score. I will flip my page over here and get that set up. 35-18 is our score. And we have ourselves the Unitego Spartans all ready to go against the OHS Yellow Jackets this evening.
Now, Harry, do these teams both go on after this game, or
no.
Is this both the end of the season for
no,
both teams?
No, this is the end of the season for both of these squads. The playoff games are tomorrow. Most of the there's no general rule about it because there are a couple of playoff games tonight, but most of the playoff games are actually on a they try to find a neutral location and find a really good field. And both Alumni Stadium in Binghamton and Ty Cobb Stadium in Union Endicott are both turf fields.
Oh, wow.
So you get players that get to come in who don't play on turf all year, get an opportunity to experience that. And it's a bigger stadium.
It's always a lot of fun. I did that when I was in high school. I played on a grass field, and then for our sectionals, we played on the turf field in downtown Rochester,
was
which
it?
Is where I'm from, which is usually where the Rochester Rhinos, the semi-professional soccer team, played. And it was interesting because it wasn't football turf, it was soccer turf. So it wasn't the easiest thing to fall down on, but it was still a lot of fun.
Well, anything is a whole lot different. It's interesting because if you, this is basketball, but if you happen to ever stop at a place called the Corn Palace in South Dakota.
I don't think I'm going to stop there.
Well, the story that I give you, you go in the Corn Palace, it's an interesting place just architecturally, but the thing of it is it's really a big gym. You know, you go to this thing that's to some extent a major tourist stop, and it's a big gym.
Oh, wow.
But every high school ball player wants to play in the Corn Palace. That is their goal all year long, to be able to do that thing. So, in any event, here we go. It will be the OHS Yellow Jackets kicking off to the Unitego Spartans, and Unitego will get the ball at about the 36-yard line. First and 10 from there. Tyler Butler takes the snap, hands it off immediately. Woo, puts it into the gut of Tanner Carley, then pulls it back, and he's creamed. Loss on that play of a yard, possibly two.
And he did not like what he saw. He was going to hand it off, but there was a storm of Oneonta defenders trying to tackle him, so he just took off, and it turned out that the result wasn't as good.
35-18 is our score. Here we are, opening moments of period number three. Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan for you here at OHS on a Friday evening, week nine football. Now Butler is going to put it in the air, and he has David Van Alstyne downfield, and Van Alstyne just can't run fast enough to catch up with that football, as you saw Tyler Butler's arm at its very best on that one. Good pass, nice spiral, but too long for the intended receiver.
Van Alstyne, the 5'5" junior, had a very good step on both his defenders, but just didn't have quite the speed to catch up to the ball.
So that will bring up now a third, and we'll call it about 11. Rolling back will be Butler. Butler this time trying for Travis Woods, puts the ball into the air. Woods, who's a big, tall guy, goes jumping way up into the air as he had about three men around him in pursuit. He cannot catch the football, and it goes as a long strike, and it will bring up a fourth down and still about 12.
Great defense by number 12, Jonathan Vega, for the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. He tipped the ball right out of his hands.
So it's going to be a kicking situation, and that ball is going to be kicked. Ooh, this time, that was interesting. It was going to be punted away in there, and all of a sudden they can't see it.
That was Marcus Delgado, Harry. Our boy.
No, it wasn't. It's on the other team. That's why I was saying, and all of a sudden I've lost my...
Who was that? Matt? Oh, that was Matt Robinson, I believe. 6'3",
no,
sophomore. It wasn't?
No. It was kicked away by Unitego. Stand up and look at it. Number 18, that was Danny Shelton. So Shelton was the man who kicked that ball away that time.
I'll take your word for it.
No, Robinson is for the Yellow Jackets, and I want to say he's, I don't know, 85 or something like that.
No, he caught it.
Oh, okay. So the ball is going to be kept on the ground, and once again, it is going to be number 31. That is Bryce Wooden, who will carry.
And you know what, Harry? A new half, but not a new game plan. They're going right back to their bread and butter, and you can tell it's working and picking up 8 yards on the opening drive.
That's what I did. I clipped things in the one clipboard, and it shouldn't be there. That, all of a sudden, I'm looking for a piece of paper that had just disappeared. So it is going to be Lord who will send Jacob Mikanton into motion, and then he'll pitch the ball back to Mikanton. Mikanton cannot make that turn in time. He'll be dropped back for a loss on that play.
And he was met by a swarm of defenders, one of them especially Cody Nichols, the junior, who just got great penetration and shed right off his block and made a great open field tackle.
I'm looking to see what's going on down here as I have one of the, I believe that was number 82, that is Marcus Delgado, standing here looking at, talking to somebody in the sidelines, and it wasn't calculating at all. Now the ball will be kept by Lord, and Lord is going to have to eat it as three big white jerseys just creamed Lord and dropped him down, and it will bring up a kicking situation as OHS is going to end up having to kick that ball away, fourth and still, we'll call it seven.
You know what, Harry, that was just an unfortunate situation for OHS. They had a long passing play set up for Marcus Delgado trying to have a little out pattern towards the sideline, but he just didn't have enough time, and that was just your old coverage sack right there.
So now we will see a man back deep for Unitigos. The ball's going to be kicked away. Kellen Komenda is back there. The ball will bounce at about the 35. It comes back toward Komenda, but he doesn't bother to pick it up at all. He just lets it roll. It'll be down just inches inside the 30-yard line, and the Unitigo Spartans will take over from there.
And you know what, Harry, I think this is the first time in the game where we've seen back-to-back punts.
This is not one of those nights when you have gazillions of people here. This is a little bit too chilly to bring out the big crowd. There is a good Unitigo crowd, but the Oneonta side of the stands is not exactly full, probably about 20% full. So here we go. It is time for Butler to be able to go, and he will hand it off in there to number four. That is David Van Alstyne. David Van Alstyne just puts on the afterburners, gets down inside the 10, and now they are going to say he's tripped up at about the 1 yard line. So David Van Alstyne started back at the 29 yard line, made a great run as a result of only one man in there that was in his way, and that was Jacob Miketson, number 13, who pushed him out or dropped him down at the 1 yard line.
And you know what, Harry, you do that drill every day in practice on defense. It's called the pursuit drill. You see someone just taking off, you pick a great angle of pursuit and see if you can catch them. And this time, luckily for OHS, they did.
Oh, I'm telling you, two fast men going down there. The ball will be kept on the ground. They won't score this time. Unitigo, oh, they do. They do. A number of white jerseys were pushed back, but Tanner Carley went for the money that time, and he manages to just get forward progress that does manage to cut the vertical plane, and he will go in for the touchdown.
That was just big on big, Harry. Who's going to push who? Who's stronger than who? And it worked out for Unitigo this time.
There's one of those situations where you say, after David Van Alstyne did all of the work, Tanner Carley manages to get in. 35. Now, wait a minute. They haven't changed anything. Now it goes in, and now they say, up there. Didn't you see it?
Yeah, the official put his hands up like it was a touchdown.
Well, it's still 35-18, so I am still going to say that Carley managed to get that on a run, and then the PAT pass is good, and I'll just wait for them to
the
scoreboard. There we go. Now it goes. 35-26 is our score, and all of a sudden, this game looks a whole lot closer than it did when it was 35-18. You're listening to football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Shall we call this the Matt and Harry Show?
Why not?
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at OHS for you. We have ourselves 35-26, a 9-point ball game as OHS leads. Now the Unitigo Spartans. The ball will be kicked end over end down to about the 30-yard line. It will be picked up there and brought back upfield. And let's see. That is going to be number...
That was number 12, Harry, Jonathan Vega. And it's funny that he did that because what happened? He originally caught it and he's like, should I go down? Coach told me to go down in these situations, but it's the last game of the season. Just take off, Jonathan. See what you can do.
So Vega, 5'9", 125-pound junior, so he's not the biggest guy on the team. He manages to get back up across the 45 to the 46-yard line, and the OHS Yellow Jackets will have it first and 10 from there. So Lord now will decide to keep it on the ground, hand it off in there to Bryce Wooden. Wooden puts all 205 pounds of his 6'3 frame into that one, pushes up to midfield, and the ball is right down on the 50-yard line out in front of us, and we have somebody who's winded out in front of us, so all of a sudden we're having a bit of a timeout. So we have a pause on the field while the man is attended to. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. Remember, all of our games are now archived here on WCDO's website. So if you go to WCDOradio.com and go to the sports tab, and then you'll find all of our games archived right there. And you can listen anytime you want to, day or night. The man on the field who is shaken up is going to be Jake Jones. Looks like he may have twisted an ankle. He's up being helped off by the officials, but he is going more or less under his own power. And it looks to be a knee or an ankle. It is not going to be anything other than that.
Well, Mr. Jones is leaving it all on the field tonight, Harry.
So we have ourselves a 9-point ball game, 35-26. The clock says inside 8 minutes of period number three, and we're just about ready to go. It's Jake Jones, who has looked so good so many times this year, may very well be sitting out the rest of this ball game. He's over being attended to on the far sidelines. Out in front of us, Brandon Lord is going to send Mikaton in motion. This time the ball will be handed off to the speedy Mikaton. He's still on his feet. A flag is thrown, but he gets down to the 30-yard line before he is stopped. And as we said, a flag is thrown.
Now, Harry, on that run, that was waiting to happen because Unitigo, they lined up in a 3-3 defense, and that just begs them, hey, run on us.
And not only that, it's going to be holding against the OHS Yellow Jackets.
It's kind of odd because he ran over to the left side of the field, and the flag came over on the right hash.
I know.
So almost, it just kills you when that happens.
But they are talking things over with Tyler Butler, so they're explaining the options to him, and all of the OHS Yellow Jackets decide that they'd better start moving back because that football is going to come all the way back across the 45-yard, past the 40-yard line to about the 42, and now they move the chains back. So a chilly night here in Oneonta. We had a hard freeze last night, and I noticed as you drive up and down the street, flowers that had been bright the day before were wilted this morning.
It is truly the end of the foliage, Harry.
Yep. So Mikaton is going to be on the ground, and the ball will be put into his hands, and he will manage to get across the 40-yard line. I'm trying to figure out the first down so that they last time had moved that ball back so that the play went over again. That's why he ends up with the first down this time. He does get it.
And they ran the exact same play that they ran previously that got called back, and it looks like Unitigo just can't stop it.
But Mikaton didn't get quite as far that time.
That is very true.
So Mikaton goes into motion again, and dropping back will be Lord, but he wants to pass, and holy crow, what a long pass. He was way out in front of the world with his arm. Marcus Delgado was down almost in the end zone. So that was a great pass. Delgado dropped the football, and it really, that was one of those that will sort of have you shaking your head because you said, how could he do it? He was covered. He was not covered with a stuck-to-my-back guy.
And he really wishes he can get that one back, and he really wants the ball again.
So that will bring up a second and 10. The ball will be kept on the ground. Bryce Wooden tries to find a hole, can't do it. And it will be back to the line of scrimmage, and that is about all. Third and 10.
You know, Harry, I think with 6:46 left in this game, in this quarter, it's the last game of the season. You gotta, I think they should open up their playbook, do something fun maybe.
Mikaton in motion, dropping back as Lord. And once again, this is a repeat performance, but this time Delgado goes down, dives out. He manages to make the reception about on the one-foot line. He bounds into the end zone, but the officials are not going to call it a touchdown as Marcus Delgado really showed his stuff that time, and he went down boom.
Well, I guess they believe that everyone deserves a second chance.
Man, I'm telling you. And the thing that was so impressive about that, Delgado's run this time was as good as the first time, and Lord's pass was just as good. Oh, this time they'll go in there to number 31, Bryce Wooden. Wooden is going to find a white wall right in the center of that line. He will get nowhere, and as a result, it will not be the touchdown for the OHS Yellow Jackets. If anything, they lose a couple of yards on that. So it looks like it might be, again, first, and we'll call it about 2 or 3.
And you know what? Lord throws such a good ball, it makes you beg the question, how come they don't do this the whole game?
Ooh, look out. That's why right there. Wooden gets the reception on the ground as he will have the handoff. He rumbles through, and he pops it through. So Bryce Wooden, on a 2-yard plunge, manages to go on in, and that makes the score 41-26. And the OHS Yellow Jackets are going to line up and get ready to go. This will be the PAT kick, and the ball will be kicked right from the 10-yard line. The snap is a little bit high. It's going to be grabbed down by the man who was intended to hold the ball. That was number 30, Zach Pigeon. Pigeon said, oh, I can't get it down to the ground. He picked it up and ran with it. He gets down to inches before Pater, before he is stopped. So Pigeon ends up with a PAT run, and it goes nowhere. So as a result, the score says, no, now they're going to say they gave it to him. So give Pigeon the PAT run. I never saw the hands go up, but I saw that the score has been changed. So it is a 43-26 ball game. I'm not going to argue at this point. I just didn't see the hand go up. So we have ourselves a pause in the action. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5:41 left in the third period of the ball game. Going back is going to be our good old buddy. We have to say this, he has done it so many times, Matt Robinson. He has that wonderful dance. He manages to go back, gets a kick at the low end over end kick. It will be on the ground, gathered in by Kellen Komenda, way back at the 14-yard line. And he slips and falls to his knee, So the Unitego Spartans will take over possession there. I have to laugh a little bit that one of the assistants on the bench, one of the probably JV players, it was almost all, there are a lot of guys here in uniform today or with wearing their jerseys, and I think they're probably JV players. And one of them got caught up in the cheerleaders' victory dance. Well, let me tell you, he's got to practice that dance before he can do that. Driving back there is going to be Tyler Butler. Butler passes it, and it's going to be caught out of bounds by the aforementioned Zach Pigeon. So Pigeon, who was intended to hold the football last time for the kicker, Matt Robinson, this time playing in a defensive position, intercepts the football but was standing out of bounds.
You know, Pigeon, man, he's just all over the field, flying around, making plays. I love this kid.
So the ball will now be at the 12-yard line. It will be a second and 10. 5:30, period number three. Split to the near side is Travis Woods, and that is going to be Cody Smith way over on the far side. Dropping back is Butler out in front of the pack. He tries to lead Travis Woods, and Woods slips and goes out of bounds as he tries desperately to catch what was a really pretty Tyler Butler pass.
And coverage by number 13, Jacob Mikaton, at 5'11", trying to cover Woods, who's 6'6", but he actually did a very good job.
Oh.
He was in his back pocket the entire time.
Excellent job. And Travis Woods knew it. Sometimes hearing those footsteps can be a little bit intimidating. Especially if you don't know if they're big footsteps or little footsteps.
Footsteps are footsteps.
Yep. 5:27, period number three. OHS leading in this ball game. Quick pass over the top is going to be incomplete.
And Harry, I bet that offense wishes they could get that one back, because they had OHS had a full out blitz on them, and they ran a screen, which is the perfect play to run against the kind of blitz that OHS called. But the pass just a slight tidbit high.
Well, Tyler Butler that time just bulleted the ball. It was not high, it was not long, it just didn't have a man there. So that will bring up a kicking situation. That's probably going to be, I believe, Sheldon. Let's see. Big, long kick. Yep, it is. Danny Sheldon. It'll kick. It'll be down at about the 48-yard line. Gathered in there by Delgado. Delgado battles his way back to the 35. Finally, somebody comes in, and the play is stopped, but we have flags all over the place. I didn't see what the call was. The officials are out there to, the coaches, let's say, are out there to make sure that somebody's taken off the field. So I don't know if somebody got a little overzealous and the Unitego coaches are right there to pull him back or what, but
Looks like they're touching wrists. Looks like a personal foul, Harry.
Oh, I'm certain it was a personal foul, but I think that one of the Unitego Spartans who made it right in front of your coach.
If you're gonna do that.
If you're going to do something stupid, don't do it right in front of the coach, or you can get him mad at you, too.
And it's funny, you always know when you do something stupid, because when you run off the sidelines, you try to run as far away from your coach as you can.
So the penalty will be against the Unitego Spartans. That will mean that the ball will be brought back out to midfield. So it's about at the 49, really. It is on the OHS, in OHS territory, first and 10.
Oh, and they're looking to score again. I mean, even though they're up by a very comfortable margin, they're looking to give these home fans a really big, really big scoring game.
43-26 in the neighborhood clash between Oneonta and neighboring Unitego. The ball will be into the hands of Jacob Mikaton. Mikaton, the 5'11 junior, gets a lot of leg motion, not a lot of running room. He'll pick up about 8. He is one tough little player.
Oh, he is. And it seems that everyone that Oneonta has that runs the ball, catches the ball, they're all so tough. They will not be taken down by just one defender. You got to get your whole team to tackle them.
So it's going to bring up a second, and we'll call it about 3. Ball will be kept on the ground, and whoop, somebody tried to leap over that time, and they couldn't quite do it. The ball carrier was our old buddy Nick Giovagnoli. Giovagnoli only got about a yard. He's frustrated at himself. He had such short yardage, only about three, and he could have popped in over for a first down.
And that was an excellent shoe tackle by Kevin Thayer, the junior for Unitigo.
So it brings up a third down and still a couple. Split off to the near side. We're going to be having number 82, Marcus Delgado. Mikaton goes in motion. The ball is right on the ground. Easy pickings in there for that guy by the name of Wooden. Number 31, Bryce Wooden, went right up through a big open hole in the center of the Unitigo line. He will get down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line before, and there again, I think he slipped.
He definitely did slip, but there were also two defenders right on his perch.
Man, but I don't think he got hit. I think he tried to cut away from one of them and went down. Snap. The ball is going to be put into the air. Lord goes down to Delgado, and Delgado slides across the grass. That grass must be just a little bit wet out there because he slid rather easily of bounds.
He slid very far, but he also had very, very good coverage by the Unitigo corner.
Kellen Comendo is the man who was all over him that time.
And he's actually been all over him all game. Very good coverage. On the touchdowns that Delgado has had, he's made terrific catches.
3:30, period number three. The ball will be kept on the ground. It gets basically, not very far, up to about the 21-yard line. It'll bring up a third down, and we'll still call it about eight.
What I really, really like about this Oneonta offense is that they're an offense designed primarily on dives and long passes, which is very interesting.
It's exciting, if nothing else.
They're either hot or they're cold.
So this time it is going to be Mr. Lord, who will go in for the touchdown. As you can hear, his intended receiver that time was number 89. That was Taharen Williams, T-A-H-A-R-E-N, Taharen Williams, who manages to just make it look easy. He prances in right in front of the uprights.
Untouched, Harry, but he's 6'3", 205 pounds, and you can tell he's got some speed to him, too.
So a 21-yard pass now will make that score go up to, now we have 50-26 as the PAT kick is good, and the score continues to just go on up. So it is the Unitigo Spartans trailing the OHS Yellow Jackets. 50-26 is our score on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you. All open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich. Or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. Well, we want to pass along a score that we announced earlier, that Oxford scored a come-from-behind win, 19-18, over Windsor, down at Windsor. So the Blackhawks end their season on a winning note, and Windsor would just as soon have the whole season back. Long end-over-end kick. It's going to be gathered in at the 25-yard line. Who managed to get that? Our buddy Jake Jones back in there?
I believe so.
That is sweet. That is good, good news. Looks to me, I'm trying to see now if he's in or out, but I believe that was Jake Jones who settled in under that football and made a good run back.
He did everything you asked him to do, Harry.
And he is. I do believe that he has recovered. He's the man who was shaken up earlier and sort of limped off the field. So now Tyler Butler is going to keep the ball on the ground, and a flag will be thrown, lots and lots of blue jerseys, so nobody got any running room on that.
Now, that was, you know, as we stated earlier, that was just your typical dive play, but it was very unique dive play in the fact that he faked to one guy, handed off to another guy, and then faked to a third guy.
And out of the whole thing, most of it was going to be a face mask violation, which will mean first down for the Unitico Spartans, and the ball will be moved all the way out to the 45-yard line.
All in all, a very positive play.
The huddle for Unitico still back at about the 20. Now the players break out of that and come all the way up to midfield.
And as you can see, Harry, on the left side, they got their big wide receivers only single covered.
Pitch goes back to number four, David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne can't make the cut as he starts to move upfield. He loses his footing, drops down to his knee, loss on that play of a couple yards. But Van Alstyne is going to be brought down, we'll say, at the 43-yard line. All right, so we're having...
No, we're okay.
Frustrations here. Are you on or not?
Oh, no, I'm good, yeah.
I just want to make sure, because I can hear something that's in there when we cut out, and I don't think you're cutting out vocally. I think we're cutting out our headphones. Dropping back is Butler. Ooh, he's got Kellen McKenna. Kellen Komenda down at about the 40-yard line, and Komenda is being hounded in there by Scott Conrad.
And Scott Conrad, it looks like he has his own little version of Revis Island going on here in Oneonta High School. He was doing a great job following his man, looked at his man right in the eyes. His man turned back to try to go for the ball, and he said, nope, not today.
1:41 showing on the clock, period number three. Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan here for you from OHS. The Yellow Jackets leading the Unitico Spartans in this ball game tonight. We have seen so many very, very good passes from Tyler Butler. That was not one of them. That one was sort of the wounded duck. And it goes down hard, and it will be falling down from there.
That was one of those, oh no, passes. He had a swarm of Oneonta defenders coming for him, and he just wanted to get rid of it.
So 50-26 is our score. OHS leading it about 2-1 over the Unitico Spartans. Fourth and still about 12. Komenda goes in motion. Dropping back is Butler. And now he puts the ball in the air, and it is going to be thrown out of bounds. They did not call him for intentional grounding on that one. But the OHS Yellow Jackets take over on downs at about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, and he just had nowhere to go. He had a swarm of Oneonta defenders coming for him. And usually he's a very slippery quarterback. He usually finds a way to get out to the flats, try to find a way to find his man, but not that time.
Yeah, it just wasn't in the cards for Tyler Butler. So now the ball will be turned over to the Yellow Jackets. Brandon Lord comes right up behind his center and now hands the ball off to, that is going to be Nick, what's our... I've done this many times. Gio Vagnoli. So Gio Vagnoli doesn't get all the running room that he would like, but it's going to be enough for about a 9-yard pickup as he will get across the 35 to the 34-yard line.
He really squeezed through that pinhole to pick up almost a first down.
It's interesting how you pick up the 7 off of him. Off of his jersey. He's the only guy that's got a 7 in his thing. This time, Bryce Wooden will manage to get the football, and Wooden will pick up what he needed for the first down, plus a couple of yards more, as it's down to the 32.
And it seems like for the first time all quarter, they're actually keeping the clock running.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that they're probably just as cold as everybody else.
Yeah.
First and 10. For the Yellow Jackets, Scott Conrad goes into motion. Conrad gets the football as he will plunge to the 30-yard line before he is stopped there. He's being brought down by Cody Nichols, among others.
And Cody was not fooled on that play like how some of his teammates might have been in the past.
The ball right at the 30-yard line. So it will be first, and we'll call it about 8. And with that, we're going to have somebody coming out of the ball game as time ends up running out. They're just waiting for the clock to click away. No one was coming out of the ball game. The whole Jacket team was coming to the near sidelines for the end of the third quarter. So 50-26 is our score, and we've got one more quarter of football for the Unitigo Spartans here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Jerry Graves along with Matt Kaplan back here at Oneonta High School, Oneonta, New York, as the Unitigo Spartans now see the defensive unit come up. It's going to be Brandon Lord going in there to the money man, number 31, Bryce Wooden. Wooden, a senior, 6'3", 205 pounds, will get the first down as he works his way to the 22-yard line.
And that'll move the chains, Harry, which is what they've been doing very well on this drive thus far. Moving the chains and crunching the clock.
You've been playing with your cell phone there. Have you got a baseball score yet?
Oh.
We didn't even think about that tonight.
Excellent idea.
The ball got to be kept on the ground. Wooden, man, I'm telling you, he had to break away from one man who was on him. That was number 62 that time. That is Leland Slauson. He managed to get a hold of Wooden, and he just wouldn't let go. So Wooden picks up a couple of yards. That's about all. Second, and we'll call it still about 3 or 4. The ball is going to be flags on the play. The ball will be carried in there. I believe that is going to be our good friend Nick Giovagnoli. And he will get down, would have the first down, except that the flag is probably going to be against the Yellow Jackets. Every indication is, by the way the team is moving back up the field, it is going to be a long penalty, and that is going to negate what would have been otherwise a good run. The ball placed down at the 25-yard line, holding violation against the OHS Yellow Jackets. 11:09 left in this ball game. 50-26 is the score.
And Harry, Game 7 of the World Series, St. Louis Cardinals 3, Texas Rangers 2 in the middle of the fourth inning.
Whew. Thank you, sir. Technology is wonderful.
They're making a show tonight.
Brandon Lord going to keep the ball on a quarterback keeper, and he is going to get a little bit of running room as he will get down to the 25-yard line. He gets half of what he needs for the first down.
Yeah, and Harry, I mean, they're just eating away at this Unitigo defense, and they almost have nothing left at this point.
I'll tell you, I've been in this crazy business for a few years now, and it is so wonderful to have that little handheld computer that you can go at and check a baseball score, get another football score. It is so sweet. So it is going to be, again, Mr. Giovagnoli, who will put all 175 pounds of his muscle behind that football, pick up a couple more yards, fourth and still about 2, but he gets down to the 12-yard line, and once again, the Yellow Jackets are knocking at the door.
I remember I was talking to my dad about that, and he says, I was ecstatic when our family got a push-button phone.
I know.
Now I have TV on my phone.
You don't want to know. It's going to be another quarterback. Oh, excuse me. It's going to be another handoff in there to Bryce Wooden. All of a sudden, I saw the one with a quarterback with a number three and the running fullback with a 3-1. It is Wooden this time who will get down to about the one-yard line. And once again, OHS could be on the scoreboard.
And that is the third time this game that either team has been a hair from the end zone after a great gain.
So Lord, this time will go in there to number 23. That is Scott Conrad. Conrad can't build up ahead of steam. He is going to be dropped back for a loss of about a yard. That will move the ball back to, we'll call it to the three. Goal. It is second and goal to go from the three-yard line. Loss of a couple yards that time.
And he was dropped in the backfield by the captain, Tanner Carley, a senior. This is one of his last games, so he's going to go out with a bang.
And let's see. They'll go back again to Conrad. That's an interesting thing because Conrad this time will get the touchdown. Last time, Conrad, number 23, was denied the three-yard plunge, and he goes in to get his name in the papers. And our score goes up to 56-26. Okay, now here's our old buddy again. So this is number 85, Matt Robinson, who's going to be kicking. So we'll see. Now, watch it here. He literally doesn't take any step back at all. He just literally kicks from right where he was standing. When he's doing kickoffs, he goes back probably 11 or 12 yards and gets a running start before approaching the ball. 57-26 is our score. You're listening to Oneonta High School football against the Unitego Spartans on WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney. Or give us a call at 563-3737.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. It is OHS over top of the Unitego Spartans. Well, we said that the final game of the season and the mood is just about right. We were talking before about the some of the JV players who were getting in the touchdown dance by the cheerleaders. Well, now it wasn't just one player. It was two or three of them this time that were involved, and they're getting better all the time. So the kickoff is going to be another one of those Matt Robinson boomers. It's going to go way down, no run back whatsoever. And it is going to be brought back out to the 20-yard line. And as a result, the Unitego Spartans will take over from there.
And, Harry, as you mentioned earlier with Matt Robinson with his extra points, it not only does he take no steps, but it almost looks like he's whispering to the holder.
I know.
It looks like they're trying to talk to each other during the extra point.
Would you come in, if you watch one player or watch a group of players all season long, then you know what they do. And you get to know by the way they walk and everything else. We come in and we see Robinson for the first time. He does two or three little things that are just so different that you have to notice them. No gain on the play. Loss of about a yard as Tyler Butler was just creamed that time. No opportunity for any sort of run. 8:05 showing on the clock. That's all we've got left in this ball game. Remember, we have two games for you tomorrow from Ty Cobb Stadium in Endicott, New York, as we will be on the air just before noon for the contest between Green and Newark Valley, to be followed at 3 by the game between Waverly and Sydney. Two Class C playoff games tomorrow. Oh, now we've got ourselves a new quarterback in there. Kellen Komenda now doing the quarterbacking. And he will fire it out intended for David Van Alstine. And I believe that they're going to say that Van Alstine will gain a couple of yards on that, and that is about all.
Tackle by our boy Pigeon all over the field. Man, this kid's great.
So we have Kellen Komenda coming in and doing the quarterbacking as Tyler Butler going to be given a rest. And the ball will again be into the snap back into the hands of Kellen Komenda back in the shotgun position. He's going to fire it off immediately. Will not go for a completed forward pass.
And this is interesting, Harry. This is the first time throughout the entire game where they're lining up in an empty backfield. And with their empty backfield, Oneonta is still sending pressure, and it seems to be getting to the new quarterback.
It's not necessarily. Now, Kellen Komenda, we've got a kicking situation. That's going to bring Danny Shelton back up. Shelton now is going to kick the ball away, and he uses all of that big long leg of his to get it out toward midfield. It'll go to the 46 and finally be touched down there. As coming over to touch that ball down will be Cody Nichols. And as a result, the OHS Yellow Jackets will take over in Unitego territory at the 46. Well, it is going to be another nippy night. The ball game being played in temperatures that feel like they're in the 20s. I don't know if they actually are or not. Maybe you have that on your cell phone, too, thermometer.
That's the least I have.
First and 10, Jackets at the 46-yard line.
After that, I'll tell you your horoscope.
We'll see if Brandon, is Brandon Lord still in there? Yes, he is, and he will go in his backfield to number 30. Now, there's a new one we haven't seen before.
It's Pigeon.
Oh, it is Pigeon. Oh, that's your buddy Pigeon. So Zach Pigeon managing to get out to about the 39-yard line, picks up about 7.
I'm going to friend this kid on Facebook. He's terrific.
Inside 6 minutes, 5:59. Man split way out to the near side. That's Williams over here. The ball got to be kept on the ground, going right up the middle. It'll be Wooden. And Wooden manages to get the first down as he is down at the 35-yard line.
I think at this point, Harry, 5 minutes left in a lot of these kids' football life. 5 minutes left. They're just trying to either A, get them the ball, or B, get them off the field.
Matt Robinson split out to the near side this time as he will be seeing a little bit of time in at one of the end positions. He had not been a receiver earlier in a ball game. He'd been doing only the kicking. In there still a quarterback, Brendan Lord. And Lord now manages to go on the ground to your boy Pigeon. Pigeon finds running room, gets about 8 as he will be down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. I got to get Pigeon. Zach Pigeon. Okay, we'll get that.
You didn't know?
No, the thing of it is, it's only 2 or 3 names, you know. We got 7 or 8 or 32 of them here, so.
Of course.
Matt Robinson split way off to the near side. Brandon Lord still doing the quarterbacking. He's going to keep it on the ground, and he'll again go to Pigeon. And Pigeon up very close to first down territory. And now they make the call, and it is first down, Oneonta, 4:34. The clock still running.
It's funny, after a very slow and stagnant third quarter, this one is just flying by.
So 57-26, Oneonta High School leading the Unitego Spartans. It was very interesting because I just have had a lot to do this week, so I didn't really study who beat who and by how much. But the Unitego Spartans end up in a non-playoff environment probably because of who they played, who they beat, and who they lost to. But they had a couple of very impressive shutouts this year. And then to come up and play Oneonta in the final game and being beaten by a rather lopsided 57-26 score is not indicative of the season that they had.
I mean, so it's different circumstances. It's late in the season, too. It's tough.
Non-league, it's just a non-league ball game. So
this is why you never bet on high school football.
So now Wooden, who initially started to come to the sidelines, he thought he was being replaced. We have Timmy Bemis in there. Bemis is a junior, 145 pounds, 5'10". So he is in the backfield now, and the ball will be kept on the ground. Whoa! We had a situation in there where Matt Robinson, now I don't know, Robinson, that may have just been on that play because he was in the thick of things. I'm waiting to see. Now maybe I'm looking to see if they've got him in. Nope, they still do have Lord in at quarterback. So in Robinson's case, it was just simply that he was the tight end. But all of a sudden, kicker Matt Robinson was in the heat of that play, 2:32, showing on the clock. The OHS Yellow Jackets have a commanding lead. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It again goes to Zach Pigeon. Pigeon gets down inside the 20. Gain on that short, only of about 2 or possibly 3 yards.
And right now, Oneonta is just playing Pac-Man and trying to chomp up the clock, trying to get all these folks home.
And I don't think anybody is upset about that at this point.
No.
In the first game of this season, it was on the extremely hot day. And I swear to God, the first half of that ball game, because they were stopping and letting everybody get all the liquid that they needed, the first half took forever. They went with a running clock on the second half and didn't stop it at all, not even for touchdowns, and it went by very quickly.
Wow.
Oh, man, there goes Wooden. He is going to be caught from behind and ridden out of bounds. So Wooden, with a minute and a half remaining in this contest, tried to get a little bit more running room, couldn't do it. He is going to be ridden out of bounds at the far sidelines, and the Unitego Spartans will take over on what may be their last offensive possession in this season. 1:30 is remaining.
What are you thinking, Harry? What do you think they're going to try to do? Yeah. Try to go big or
stay alive, I think is the word.
Stay warm.
So the ball is going to be in there, and let's see, is that going to be Tyler Butler? It may very well be. We'll have to see. It runs like Butler, and it runs very fast. And finally, scampering into the end zone all the way from a play that started back at the 16. Now, you talk about your eyes. Was that Butler number 8, or was that Kellen Komenda number 9 who just carried it in? I think it's number 8.
I think it was number 8 also.
Is it? So we can give that long touchdown to Tyler Butler.
Yes, we can, Harry, and it was a terrific touchdown. There goes my comment on passing the ball.
Nothing said.
So
long run, and let's see. That makes it, if the punt, the PAT kick is going to be blocked. 57-32 is where our score remains. So that gives me an opportunity to say that you will have a chance tomorrow to see 2 ball games. It will be Green against Newark Valley at noon tomorrow, followed by a 3 o'clock contest between Waverly and the Sydney Warriors. The winners of those 2 games will meet the following week. If Green or if Sydney wins, it is highly likely that we will be broadcasting a Week 10 game this year. If both of those lose, obviously our season is over. But it looks like you may have an opportunity to broadcast yet another week of football here for us on WCDO.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, who knows?
We
could have 65-degree temperatures by then. It's just not tonight that we're getting I can remember in some of the, it always seems that week nine, we'd have a game down in the foothills of the Catskills, and we would have temperatures that were just unbelievably cold. Okay, here we go. Shelton kicks the ball, onside's kick. It's going to be grabbed at the 50-yard line. I'm trying to see by whom, number 89. So that is Williams who falls on the ball. And it will be OHS for 1 minute and 12 seconds. And that is all that we will have left in this ball game. So the Spartan defensive unit is out there. And let's see. Yep, we still have Brandon Lord. So we don't have a whole lot of New Jerseys in there for the Yellow Jackets. It's interesting because some coaches say, okay, I'm going to use all of this time since we lead in this ballgame comfortably. I'm going to play a lot of, you know, younger players. Here, it may be a lot of senior players that are getting some playing time. The ball got to be kept on the ground. And let's see, it's going to be Wooden, I guess, number 31, who blows his way through there. Nope, it's not. It's not going to be 31. It's going to be number 81. That is going to be Timmy Bemis. Bemis is a junior, as we said before, rather lightweight, 5'10", 145 pounds, that he powers his way up that time for a gain of about six. The ball is at a 45-yard line. We only have about 20 seconds left, and with that, the OHS Yellow Jackets drop to their knee, and they're going to let time run out. So the officials are going out to receive the football, and the team members come to the near sidelines, and we will have the end of this ball game with the final score 57-32, the OHS Yellow Jackets over the Unitego Spartans. We'll be back with a final recap coming up in just a moment. You're listening to WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com. Or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life, let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Matt Kaplan here at Oneonta High School. The final score again was 57-32. Oneonta over the Unitego Spartans. Well, Mr. Kaplan, very interesting game today, because if I go down through, I see a whole lot of names. It's not one person that did all the scoring. We see Delgado. We see Tanner Carley. We see Bryce Wooden. We see Cody Smith. And then we see Williams in there. And we see Conrad in there. We see Butler in there. So lots of interesting things. A lot of scoring by different players, a lot of disappointments, a lot of really good plays. Some awesome passing,
right.
Some awesome catches today. What can
I
you
think
say?
All around offensively, it was just a great performance, great game. I would love to see it on TV. Great, you know, they did. It's not so much that they did everything perfect, but they did a lot, and they did it well. It was very entertaining. They had the short plays. They had the very long plays. They had the long runs, the short runs. They had just a lot of very flashy plays. It was very entertaining football.
Now, you made a mention to me while a commercial was playing that you said the special award that you were going to give, or special mention, won't say an award, but you give the most entertaining play of the game.
Well, I'm going to call it the Harry Graves most entertaining player of the game, and it hands down goes to the kicker. Matt Robinson, of course.
He was very, very good. It was interesting. He had that sing-song dance when he moved back to do the kickoffs. He would take these big, long strides all over. He was akimbo. He was so entertaining. But then when he kicked points after, he didn't take any approach at all. He just whoop, and the ball was up there. Anyway, the post-game show today is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customer first. Every single day, NBT Bank, member FDIC, and the sponsor of the Offensive Player Award.
The Offensive Player of the Award today goes to Tyler Butler, the quarterback. He just did a great job. It's not that he scored that many times, but he did play all-around great offense. He ran the ball, he threw the ball, he made the right checks, he made the right reads, and he just played great team offense.
The post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet, 3 locations, here in Oneonta, Unadilla, and over on Route 12, North Norwich.
And the defensive player of the game, I'm going to go with Bryce Wooden on this one. He was flying around everywhere, making tackles, making great penetration through the offense, and just doing his thing.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being sponsored by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York. Like a good neighbor for a good deal and a good deal more. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith and her fine folks at the Smith Agency, Sydney, 563-3533. And the All-Purpose Award.
And like a good player, Zach Pigeon was there. Number 30 in the charts, number 1 in our hearts. He did a great job flying around on defense, making runs on offense, and even made a 2-point conversion. Man, what a great player. Very entertaining.
You are a man of words. So again, our final score, 57-32. Tomorrow, we will have a doubleheader for you starting actually in the morning hours, something just before noon, as we will have 2 Class C playoff games tomorrow from Ty Cobb Stadium in Endicott. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites right here on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. From Oneonta High School, good night, everybody.